Welcome back to Lotus Radio's in-depth program, our PSA program, on Sunday mornings. And I have only two more guests on this second interview segment. From Westcare, Nevada, it is Michelle Malik and Lisa Latham-Vansel. And what are your titles specifically in this organization?
My name is Michelle, and my title is Assistant Director.
Assistant Director, and then Lisa.
And I am Lisa, and I am the Director of Operations for Reno.
Wonderful. And why don't you just take me through what exactly Westcare Nevada does?
Okay. Westcare does a whole bunch of different things now. We are a drug and alcohol provider. So we help with substance abuse. We also are a mental health provider.
Okay.
So we help people that have mental health problems and substance use. We have what's called our community triage center, or CTC for short. And that is down in the 4th Street, Record Street corridor.
Okay.
Where a lot of the services are located. And we have a detox center down there.
Gotcha.
And crisis stabilization center. So we're a 20-bed facility. So people who are in crisis or want to get help with their substance use or help with their mental health can come in, and we keep them for several days and try to get them the help that's needed.
Gotcha. So how long has this organization been around?
40 years. It started in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And we have a lot of services down in Las Vegas also. And it originally started as help for heroin addicts down in the Las Vegas area after the Vietnam War.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
Okay. So it was very kind of focused on that.
It was.
Aspect, and then just expanded from there.
It did.
And so what is there like a pathway it kind of went on? It started out with that and then kind of expanded
and then
to
they
other
did it like
use?
A shelter for men. And then we have residential down there in Vegas for men. We also have a whole treatment facility for women and children.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Women and children's campus. And then we have like an outreach team that goes out into the different streets down Las Vegas. But up here, we've expanded to outpatient services. So we do therapy and groups specifically for co-occurring disorders or mental health or substance use. We have a psychiatrist that prescribes medication. We also have a 26-bed facility for veterans and also some of our outpatient clients. So it's a transitional living facility.
Gotcha. So what is your, I guess, day-to-day work for the both of you? What is it like? I guess
it varies.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
It varies because crisis happens all the time,
mm-hmm.
Especially when you're dealing with substance use and mental health. So we have a crisis team that goes out, and they work with law enforcement. They work with other agencies. We're working with the hospitals to help get these clients and folks the care that they need.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful endeavor. And Michelle, what is your day-to-day work in this organization?
I have a balance of doing direct client care and doing more of a supervisory role.
Okay.
So I run all outpatient programs. So I supervise the transitional living program. So I'm responding to crisis over there after somebody who's homicidal or suicidal. I respond to them.
Wow.
Also, I assess every single person that goes into that program and do like a thorough, it's called a psychosocial evaluation, just to get their full history, what brought them to where they are, to see if they're appropriate for our program. Same kind of thing I do for our outpatient program, assess everybody. I do therapy with about 18 clients also. And then I have master's level interns. I have a clinical intern that I supervise. And then what else? Now I'm in the middle of fundraising planning. So
okay. And actually, speaking of fundraising planning, how is that going?
It's going good.
Yeah.
It's intense, but we've gotten great community support for our silent auction. People are trickling in, buying tickets. So it's pretty exciting.
Okay. So what is this silent auction you just mentioned?
So our function is called Heart to Heart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got the Heart to Heart Banquet?
Yes. So it's a dinner and silent auction.
Okay.
Our silent auction, we have, a ton of different things. We've even got a Burning Man ticket. We've got air race packages. We've got celebrity golf, dinner, hotel rooms.
Airplane rides.
Airplane rides, yeah, over really? Lake Tahoe yes. and Mammoth.
I know what I want to bid on. Oh, that's cool.
Literally such great support from the community. And all the proceeds from our ticket sales and our silent auction will go straight to our clients.
Fantastic.
Pays for stuff like hygiene, paper products, cold weather gear, underwear, socks. Basically anything these guys can't afford or pay for with food stamps is what we're trying to fill that need.
Gotcha.
Bus passes, literally anything you can think of.
Yeah. And it's amazing. Sometimes you don't think about that.
Right.
You only think about the mental or the, I guess, health aspect, but you think about right. the physical aspect. They have to survive in the first place in order
they
to
do.
Get the help that they need.
We've yeah. even, we've helped some clients out with deposits, like a first deposit that they need or, items for their apartment that they get into, just anything and everything mm-hmm. that we kind of take for granted that
gotcha.
They don't have.
I got you. So, how long have you been with the organization, both of you? Can we just go with Michelle first?
3 years.
3 years, and then Lisa?
3.5, but I was with them before and I came back. So I actually have about 7 years under my belt
okay.
with them.
Wow. All right. So have you noticed any changes? A positive, negative with the organization, how many clients you've had to deal with, anything that pops in your mind?
Well, positive changes is we're growing and yeah. we're trying to fulfill the needs of the community as things change in the community with the state budget cuts and different things that are happening. We're trying to change with that. And then with the Affordable Health Care Act, clients have more access to services. So we're seeing a lot more clients come in to services. I don't know. I guess negative things is there's such an abundance of clients and need that mm-hmm. a lot of places have wait lists to get in.
Okay.
And it's hard for these clients to access services at times. So that's why we're trying to grow and get a little bit bigger and try to help everyone out.
Is there any, do you think, particular reason why there are so many people that need help? Is there one particular problem? Is there a variety of them?
I think it's a variety.
Okay.
Lack of maybe psychiatrists in the area. So mental health care professionals mm-hmm. in the area. They tend to graduate and leave the area for various reasons.
Mm. Things have also changed with the state mental health system as well. So
yeah.
where they were taking a bulk of all the indigent clients, they've outsourced significantly. So a lot of our clientele comes from the state hospital, too.
Because
oh, okay.
they've been placed on, they have access to Medicaid now.
Okay.
So they are signing up for Medicaid, and they're moving them out to the community. And the community is trying to keep up.
I got you. So the Affordable Care Act has helped you guys.
Yes.
In some ways. What would happen if it were to be taken away?
It'd probably be devastating to the community because we'd see a lot more people on the streets, a lot more people without access to mental health care, emergency rooms overran. I don't even want to fathom
it's
what
hard
would happen.
To, yeah, it's hard to actually contemplate what might happen.
Yes.
You guys deal with so much, and
yes.
that would even make it worse. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get so sad and negative. Let's go to the positive. So the banquet, where is it happening? How can people get involved? How can they get tickets to the event? Well, let me just take me through it.
It's April 29th. It's on a Saturday,
okay.
Last Saturday of this month at the Atlantis in the Paradise Ballroom. It's 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $60 a piece or $500 for a table.
Okay.
You can contact me directly if you'd like. My first name is Michelle, MASHAL.Malik, MALIK, at westcare.com. And you can get tickets directly from me. Or you can come by Robert Street, 525 Robert Street is my office.
Okay.
And just come by directly and pick them up from there. And people can always just donate these items, too. We're totally willing to take at that office hygiene items, socks, underwear, clothing, you know, sleeping bags, jackets, anything like that. Even like kitchen trash bags is what people ask for, and toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know, people can always just bring that stuff by. We're welcoming that as well.
Okay, cool. And is this your big fundraising effort for the year?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So here's the big one.
This
so
is the big one.
People should really get involved with this one.
Yeah.
Yes. It's our second annual.
Yes.
The second annual. Oh, so it hasn't been around for that long.
No, it hasn't.
Okay.
But it feels like we're getting more and more support. So I feel like I've gotten at least 5 times as much support from the community this time.
That's wonderful. And then in other ways, I mean, people can give by going to this really cool event, but also, I mean, just simple volunteerism. Are you looking for people just to help out in some capacity, or is it mostly you just need professionals kind of doing their jobs?
It's mostly just professionals. I mean, we do have opportunities over at our detox center if people have walked down that road before.
Okay.
They can certainly volunteer their time, come and help out, talk to a client, just make them feel welcomed and that they're not alone.
Okay.
But they would still need to come to Robert Street and then talk to us, and then we could go from there if they would like to volunteer.
Very cool. And do you have any plans for the future? Is there any goals you would like to achieve, especially with this fundraising event, Heart to Heart Banquet?
I think just to bring more awareness to the community on mental illness, on substance abuse, the need for these programs that we have. And then just, you know, that we're going to try to expand for those needs, because in the future we're going to be opening up a clinic that is for medical and behavioral health.
Okay.
Almost like an urgent care that clients can come to and get whatever need they need, they have at the time met right there. And then walk hand in hand with the case manager.
Gotcha. Are plans in motion for the thing you just mentioned?
Plans are in motion.
All right. So, you know, you got a place?
We're looking at several different places.
Okay.
Haven't totally pinned one down yet, but yes, we're looking for a place.
Okay, well, good to know. Well, people need to help with that. They need to go to this Heart to Heart Banquet. It's going to be wonderful. So, Saturday, April 29th at the Atlantis Casino in the Paradise Ballroom. 6 to 9 p.m.?
Yes.
Cool. And get your tickets, people. How do you get their tickets again?
They can email me, Michelle Malik, MASHAL.MALIK at westcare.com, or please come by 525 Robert Street in Reno.
All right, there we go. And also the website. There's a website, I'm sure, right? Website,
there's
social media?
There's a website, but not one where you can purchase the tickets off of.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, but either way, if they want to know more information,
yeah,
do they
about
know?
Westcare, definitely go to westcare.com if you're interested in our vision, our mission statement, our history. It has a thorough background on there for sure.
Okay, Michelle, Lisa, thank you for coming in. Is there anything else you guys want to end on? No?
You pretty much said it all.
Oh, you're very welcome, and you're welcome to come back for anything you have planned in the future.
Thank you.
Right, thank you.